Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Do you not see that the end times are here? The coming of my son is very close.
Time is short. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, Jesus spoke about these times we live in now. Matthew 24:7-21. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. King James Bible, of course. These rumors of wars and earthquakes and bad weather and gay marriages and so forth that you've been reporting on this program may seem like bad news to some, but Jesus foretold of these happenings about 2,000 years ago. The good news is Jesus is coming because they are coming to pass. Be vigilant and ready and stay prayed up so we can get through these times and still be His. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. You're so right, Sister Sharon. Standing together, that's what this program is all about, so that we can all get through together and meet the Lord in the air together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, my friends, as I expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power half hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent us unto you, amen. This true truth, God-ordained program, is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, no matter what the amount. That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the air, of course. And it just might increase your joy by sending a love gift to Post Office Box 122. Count it all joy, as God loves a cheerful giver. Amen and amen. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The second epistle, beloved, I write now unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts. Watchman comment. My dear listening friends, this was very obviously written to stir you up, and me too, and by remembrance purifying your minds. Glory to God. I sure want it. How about you? Now, what better true truth is there? I would say that if you are mindful of the prophetic words spoken and of all the commands spoken through the men called and ordained of our Lord God and Savior, you will be blessed. These are the last days, and there are an abundance of scoffers, full of lust, that will target you to try to pull you down to their low level. But I encourage you instead to rise to a heavenly level where moth and rust do not corrupt. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. For where your treasure is, there shall your heart be also. Glory to God. Today's world is a trial like none other seen before, as the White House is full of scoffers. Even the Oval Office is just unavoidable now. So stand firm and stand fast. Do not waver, for we may wobble, but God's children, even if they stumble, if they keep their eyes on the Lord, will remain standing. Amen. Remember that old saying, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down? Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. My. That is a favorite verse of mine. My. Stand therefore. Time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching? Are you ready? Are you standing? Wow. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen, as we do battle with the evil ones right here on this program tonight. My. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, change has now come upon the earth. The seasons are changing. Cold will come in one area, while warmth comes in another. Heavy snow in one area, and little snow in another. In some areas, no snow at all. So I say unto you now, my children, turn unto me. For have I not said, I fed the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field, and will I not feed you, saith God.
For I would speak to my children in these last days, concerning the last days. Thus saith the Lord, beware, understand the work of your enemy, saith the Lord. For the enemy comes to deceive, the enemy comes to destroy, and the enemy comes to kill. I say unto you again, beware of that which is not of me, saith the Lord. For in these last days, that which you cling to will become an idol of worship. That which you cling to above me, is that what you will worship? For I say unto you, even as I have done and am doing a work, the enemy, your enemy, is also doing a strange work. So be not deceived. I have warned you and prepared you, saith God.
Now, a devotional to bless you and encourage in these last days of trial and tribulation, titled, Tested Faith is Tried Faith. Acts chapter 14, verse 22, original King James Bible. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. My dearest listening friends, I don't know about you, but it seems that the tests we're going through are getting harder and harder and harder. Do you remember when you took tests in high school? At that time, they may have seemed really hard. But imagine if you had to take an elementary school test when you were in high school. You'd probably think, oh, this is so simple. So if it seems that the testing of your faith is more intense, it simply means that you're graduating to new levels of faith. Our faith is being tested, and as we pass each faith test, we are finding different means of being tested. I suppose in a few months, we may look back and think to ourselves, wow, that was a hard test, but now it doesn't look so difficult. So my dear listening friends, if you're going through a tough time right now, be encouraged, because it simply means that God is graduating you to a new level of faith. The harder the test, the greater the difficulty, the greater the reward. An increased blessing awaits you. Stay focused, stay alert, and remember that God is trying to stretch your faith so that you can accomplish even more for His kingdom. And please remember that the last part of Acts chapter 14, verse 22 says that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Therefore, our trip to heaven includes going through much tribulation. I did not say that. God's word said that. Amen. Enough said, get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. Alex, Virginia, Glenn, Virginia, and CBK, Illinois, have in the Spirit of the Lord sent their WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water love gifts, and I bless them for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Because without their sponsorship love offerings they sent to Box 122, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the truth. Amen. Will you pray about doing the same? Father, bless them, Lord, and meet their every need. Strengthen and encourage them in these last days, Lord God, and help them to be last days overcomers. Amen. I pray, Lord, you will also bless all who help keep each of the Signs programs on the air, and also bless all those listening tonight, Lord. Father, speak also to the hearts of others listening right now, whom you would have send support. Amen and amen. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Deep Water Horizon oil spill cleanup made toxicity worse, study finds. The cleanup technique used by the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, following the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, actually made the spilled oil more than 50 times more toxic than doing nothing, according to a study conducted by researchers from the Georgia Institute of Technology. Over the course of 3 months, 4.9 million barrels of oil spilled into the Gulf of Mexico, although some scientists believe that the spill is likely ongoing to this day. To aid in the cleanup, the EPA ordered another 2 million gallons of chemical dispersant, known as Corexit, poured into the Gulf. There was a synergistic interaction between the crude oil and the dispersant that makes it more toxic, says the study co-author Terry Schnell. Watchman comment, my. Do you believe my warnings now? I warned way back in 2010, Corexit was making matters worse, and it was even deadly in itself. And now we're finding out the two together was even worse. And I would not doubt the leakage is continuing to this day myself. My. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Tyranny of security. A decorated Marine is handcuffed and threatened with forced confinement for psychiatric evaluation without ever being charged with anything. A city in Arizona spends nearly $2 million on a new police station, but won't tell citizens where the facility is located. The TSA is groping senior citizens, cancer patients, and little girls. What's wrong in America? In a country where many don't recognize that our rights come from God and are not from government, it's not surprising to see those rights being given up willingly under the guise of national security. Watchman comment, the dumbing down, the takeover of America is now in your face, out in the open. Better get prayed up, as praying is the only hope you have left. Jesus is Lord, amen. Hang in there. He is returning soon for his bride, which is his church. Glory to God. Amen and hallelujah. Continuing. Lock your doors. Load your guns. One California city's advice. The city attorney urged people to be responsible, but said it is important for people to be able to protect themselves and their families. The bankrupt city of San Bernardino, California, is so cash-strapped it has been forced to slash public safety budgets just to stay afloat. That includes downsizing the police force. During a city council meeting, the city attorney of San Bernardino told residents, lock your doors and load your guns, because they will need to start protecting themselves due to the diminishing number of cops on the streets. It is the perfect example of why self-reliance is so important. Because when the government can't protect you anymore, you have to be able to protect yourself and your family, said City Attorney Penman. Penman has been criticized by some for his brutally honest statement, but he is standing by it. Watchman comment? I guess there is an honest city attorney who's telling you to start prepping. Continuing. Almost half of Fukushima children now have thyroid disorders from radiation poisoning. Officials blame too much seafood. Not much information comes out of Japan about Fukushima anymore, but you get a little on science radio. Continuing, and the American MSM, mainstream media, seems to have forgotten what watered-down reporting they had done earlier. But the human suffering has begun in Japan, and even the Japanese government is trying to pretend it's not happening. The Fukushima reactors were designed by General Electric, and believe it or not, 23 reactors of the USA's 104 operating reactors are very similar to the one in Fukushima. My. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm glad I'm prayed up. Continuing. Thousands of Japanese children from Fukushima and the nearby areas have been diagnosed with cysts and nodules on their thyroid glands. So far, 41.1% of 57,000 tested have shown these early warnings of potential thyroid cancer. Even worse, 4 out of 5 Fukushima evacuees have been observed with developing thyroid abnormalities. Oh boy! Even in Tokyo, doctors are reporting dramatic increases in incidence of incurable diarrhea, nonstop nosebleeds, and flu-like symptoms. My, oh my, Watchman Comet, do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. School of Prophets opens in Tel Aviv. Oh boy. New course aims to train next generation of Jewish prophets for the first time since the days of the Second Temple. Watchman Comet, that's all I can read about that. First, prophets cannot be schooled or trained. True truth prophets are such because Yahweh calls them and speaks to them, and there can be no zip, zero, nada training for something like that. Second, and shocking, is this. According to Jewish tradition, prophecy ended with the Jewish people after the Second Temple era and will only return in the generation of redemption, which will see the arrival of the Jewish Messiah. A sign, my dear friends, the return of Christ is at hand. Amen and amen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And by the way, the Messiah of the Jews who reject Jesus will be the Antichrist. Continuing. Disarming America. The U.S. State Department Advisory Board urges deeper nuclear force cuts, including unilateral reductions. A State Department Board of Experts is calling for steep cuts in U.S. nuclear forces beyond the New START treaty limits and recommends unilateral or informal reductions to avoid expected Senate ratification battles. Watchman Comet. How often do I have to report on these atrocities that the Democratic, Communist, Socialist, Abomination administration does to make America weaker and weaker, leaving American enemies less fearful of an attack on America? When will the first nuke go off on American soil? Better get prayed up, as I keep saying, if you want to survive. Jesus is the only way. Amen and amen. Continuing. Bottom of the barrel. While members of the U.S. Congress have a slightly higher honesty rating than they did last year, the lawmakers are still considered the least trusted professionals by the American public, barely edging out car salespeople, car salespeople for the lowest spot. The poll numbers come as Republicans and Democrats are locked in a bitter battle in Congress over how to reach a deficit reduction agreement before an end-of-the-year deadline. If they fail to act, a large amount of tax hikes and spending cuts will kick in at the start of next year, a physical shift that could put the economy of America into a recession. Watchman comment, my, that was a report I was reading, and they really like to avoid the word depression, don't they? So if we are already in a recession, do two recessions make one depression? My, continuing. Obama says no to oil leases, but yes to windmills off the Atlantic coast. That sure is interesting. He sure seems to like to confuse people. Continuing. Cops to Congress. We need logs of Americans' text messages. AT&T, Verizon Wireless, Sprint, and other wireless providers would be required to record and store information about Americans' private text messages for at least 2 years, according to a proposal that police have submitted to the U.S. Congress. Along with the Police Association, other law enforcement groups making the request to the Senate include the National District Attorneys Association, the National Sheriff's Association, and the Association of State Criminal Investigative Agencies. Watchman comment, welcome to the American police state. Continuing. From science fiction to reality, Boeing tests first missile with electromagnetic pulse capability. Listen to this one, my friends, and listen closely. Continuing. Now scientists have turned fantasy into reality by developing a missile that targets buildings with microwaves that disable computers but don't harm people or the building. Aircraft manufacturer Boeing successfully tested the weapon on a one-hour flight during which it knocked out the computers of an entire military compound in the Utah desert. Experts have warned that in the wrong hands, the technology could be used to bring Western cities such as London to their knees. During Boeing's experiment, the missile flew low over the Utah test and training range, discharging electromagnetic pulses onto seven targets, permanently shutting down all their electronics. Boeing said that the test was so successful, even the camera recording it was disabled. My, oh my. Codenamed the Counter Electronics High Power Microwave Advanced Missile Protector, CHAMP for short, It is the first time a missile with electronic magnetic pulse capability has been tested. Watchman comment, when Sharon said, we were worried a little bit about our grandchildren at the beginning of the program, this is what was causing us to worry. Because now they don't need to explode an atom bomb in the atmosphere to do this and kill people and animals and ruin buildings. They can do it just by a little old missile. My, oh my, the last days, the end times. Brother Fox and I told you they're here. Continuing. It's time to worry about taxes. It's time to worry about the economy. It's time to worry about gas prices. It's time to worry about liberals. It's time to worry about Congress. It's time to worry about Obama. It's time to worry about America. It's time to worry about health care. It's time to worry about world events. Watchman comment. But Jesus said, do not worry. Oops, disregard that report I just read. My. Get right and get ready. Romans chapter 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, it was a way to get the point across, wasn't it? Continuing. The TSA is seeking permission from the Office of Management and Budget to conduct security assessments on American highways as well as at 140 other public transportation hubs, including bus depots and train stations. Similarly, TSA wants to conduct on-site assessments with public agencies that run buses, rail transit, long-distance rail, and less common types of service such as cable cars. Oh, boy. The TSA has already conducted checkpoint-style programs on highways before, notably in Tennessee last year where they tried to recruit truck drivers to become citizen snitches under the First Observer Highway Security Program. Last year, the TSA was responsible for over 9,000 checkpoints all across the United States. Watchman comment, does this indicate America is becoming a police state? Welcome to the Obama country drama. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, A Period of Tribulation. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly always needed, especially if you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air. Please pray and write the following address if the Lord is touching your heart. Here's the address. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, just abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. That will repeat in a moment for you to check it. I truly thank each one of you for writing. Bless you and thank you so very much, my dear friends. You are loved. Amen. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled A Period of Tribulation. What might come after the fall of America? Coming very shortly, possibly after the collapse of America, is a time called the Tribulation Period, Revelation chapters 6 through 19. This is a period in which Almighty Yahweh, Almighty God, will remove his restraint and allow man to be as unrestrained and unbridled in their lawlessness, violence, godlessness as they want to be. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 12. Verse 3 of 2 Thessalonians, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. That's talking about the Antichrist, of course. Our Almighty Lord will allow the God of this world, the Antichrist, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, to raise up a man called the Beast, i.e. the Antichrist, who will be the pinnacle of lawlessness and oppression that this world has ever known. Daniel chapter 7, verses 8 and 11, verses 20 through 26, chapter 11, verses 36 through 45, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 12, Revelation chapter 13. Seems to me, my friends, we already have a man fitting this description, sitting in the highest office in the land, sitting kingly as he judges all the world. It will be during this time that Almighty God then will begin judgment of him and of the inhabitants of this world. For in the end, the deceived will all march unto the valley of Megiddo, to the great battle of Armageddon, literally seeking to fight Almighty God. Psalms chapter 2, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 2 through 4, Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16, chapter 19, 11 through 21. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 9, paraphrase. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming, they are here. Get ready, get ready, get ready. My, oh my, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Now I preached all their call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
Your deliverance, it's now, amen, at the sound of my voice, that if you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you give your life to him and you begin to listen to his word, hallelujah, his voice that says, come out of sin, God will do a mighty work on your behalf.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Fear is the opposite of faith, don't you know? Instead, cast off all fear and stay awake and ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 5070 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You calculate your time. And if you listen to 5070 and you cannot hear it, please, please let me know. I may have to cancel a program, and that's how I'll make my decision. If you have an internet-connected computer, you are missing a lot that I had no time for tonight. Please go to scienceradio.com, look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site, or you can re-listen to tonight's program and over 100 more that are archived right there on scienceradio.com. Just like it sounds, scienceradio.com. Here's the address again so you can check what you wrote before. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122 L-I-S-L-E N-Y 137 97.
We're hearing you loud and clear from Georgia. God bless you and have a good evening. Bye-bye.
I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. It will be slow enough. Get ready. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. A little faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Science International Radio. And thanks for keeping me company here on the radio tonight, the program that is preparing you for the last days and times and the return of our Lord for his church. Amen. I sincerely appreciate each and every one of you who help keep this program on the air. You will be blessed as you send in your love gifts, as you give all the glory to God with joy. Amen. And that's the true truth. Science listeners are the best, and because they listen to this program, they know the truth that will set them free and keep them in the tribulation period.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.